Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. A child spent over a month designing a complete overseas learning itinerary entirely without compensation. Transportation, accommodation, a full daily schedule, and budget, all handled independently. Who does that work belong to? That's what I want to talk with you about. The school was clear from the start. This was a curriculum, not a vacation. So they didn't hire a travel agency. They had the students design the trip themselves, as a form of training. I agreed with that completely. Capabilities grown from real tasks are something that exercises on paper simply cannot produce. What made me uncomfortable was what came afterward. The adult leading the trip used channels outside the program, commercial ones, to launch an itinerary that overlapped substantially with what the students had designed, and turned it into a paid product. What made it stranger still was how he described the process, as something he had funded out of his own pocket, a contribution for which he took nothing. But he was a salaried employee, and that design was primarily the students' work. This is where I saw a blind spot. We are far too practiced at praising what students produce, and far too rarely do we ask the prior question. Who owns what they've made? Industry mentors bring the real world into the classroom. They also bring the real world's calculations along with them. A mature system cannot rely solely on the assumption that most people mean well. It has to draw the boundaries before anything happens. Good education is not about waiting for a child to be wronged, and then reframing it as a lesson learned.